Yo.
What do you do, flight crew? FTC. But it ain't gonna be no more Kawhi. That ain't Kawhi that lost, fool. That ain't Kawhi that lost. But we already know why he lost, Kawhi. Tell him why they lost. Why you think the Clippers lost to the Nuggets? Oh yeah. And my bad, I forgot to introduce. You know, we were supposed to be doing this yesterday, but you know, Kawhi with lazy and stuff. You know, we supposed to do this yesterday, but you know, Kawhi with lazy. Yeah, we doing it today. Yeah. All right, Kwan, why you think the Niggas lost? I mean, the Clippers lost. Yeah.
Because Doc Rivers don't really focus on defense.
Nah, not that. The Clippers lost because they didn't want to play LeBron. They ain't want to do that. You feel me? They needed an excuse for next year. You feel me? They'd be like, man, if we would have played LeBron, we would have beat him. Nah. That's why they did that, though. They ain't want to play LeBron and them. Bron is so good, he scared people from not wanting to play him. That's what it is. You can tell that nigga Kawhi was missing on purpose. Yeah, bro. He ain't want to play LeBron. Well, he ain't judging, bro. Paul George wasn't breaking on purpose. He was just pandemic P. That's all it was, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not it. But okay.
Nope. That's what it is, bro. But Kawhi was missing on purpose. Paul George was himself. And then Lou Williams, you know, I don't know what happened to him, bro.
That don't have nothing to do with LeBron.
They should do, bro, because the reason they lost because they didn't want to play him. They need an excuse, bro. Then I play the Lakers. Yeah. So now people can't say the Lakers is a better team. Yeah, bro. You feel me, Kwan? You fool.
No.
For real, fool. You're going at what it is.
It had nothing to do with LeBron. It had to do with the way they were playing that game. They was up 3-1. They had plenty of chances, but they played with the Nuggets like they were better than them. And then the Nuggets just came back from 3-1 to play them. And then they went to another game 7. But Jamal Murray scored 40. So, they ain't know what to do.
So, is we going to call Kawhi KD or Curry from now on?
We going to call that nigga Kawhi.
Nah, bro, because he blew a 3-1 lead. So, is he KD? Is he KD? Or is he Curry?
How he going to be either one of them and then another team blew a 3-1 lead before him?
Tell it, bro. Wasn't they the first people to blow a 3-1 lead? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the other teams have done it before.
Who?
Look, I can't remember.
Yeah, boy. Can't remember. Can't remember. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it did happen.
Bet money on it.
Go look it up.
My Google don't work. I couldn't pay my Google rent.
Anyway, you can't call him KD or Curry. On another team, just did it right before them.
True that. So what we gonna call him? Donovan Mitchell? Kawhi Mitchell.
Let's call him Three Strikes and you out.
Who?
Three Strikes and you out, bro.
Hey, bro, I can't believe that they came back from a 3-1 lead. That's why Brown to go, bro. Brown came back from a 3-1. Kawhi blew a 3-1. That's why Brown bet to Kawhi, bro. Brown to go. So you think people still going to be saying Kawhi the best in the world?
You act like people don't have bad games.
Come on, going on. That nigga went 6-for-22. They could have They could have put Curry on the floor. Curry best game. Is better than 6-for-22.
And LeBron scored 11 points in the finals game. I don't want to hear it.
That don't matter, fool. We ain't talking about the past. We talking about the present.
I mean, but like I said, everybody had bad games. So.
No, fool. That's different.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, bro. He ain't got no 6-for-22.
He scored 11 points.
What I guarantee you, the dude he was guarding scored less than that. How much you want to bet?
Go look up the stats.
I ain't got to look him up. I know he scored less than that.
Go look up the stats.
I ain't got to look it up. I just know his man scored less than that. That's all I know. That's all I got to know. Find the goat.
And what if he didn't?
He did. I ain't got him. The Rabbits ain't had number role players.
What?
It was Dirk Nowitzki and a bunch of role players. A bunch of niggas that scored 10 and 15.
And LeBron, what's wrong with that?
Somebody who scored 10. I ain't seen nothing wrong with they just ain't score. So I know the dude LeBron guarding and score. Ron a defensive goat, bro.
Bandwagon.
LeBron underrated on defense. Both of them sleeping on LeBron, bro. Like, bro, folks be sleeping on LeBron D, bro. Like, Bron better than Kawhi on D. All around.
Why do you ride that nigga Bron so damn hard?
Bro, like, he better than Kawhi on D, bro. What you like? Cause, bro, he got better clutch defense. Cause, bro, when it came down to it, bro, Kawhi couldn't guard Murray, bro. And nigga Murray was freewheeling, doing step backs, back steps. He was over there plug walking. You feel me? Yeah. And then the nigga Bron, you know, Bron defense clutch. He saved his defense.
But why are we even talking about LeBron anyway? This don't have nothing to do with Game 7.
Bro, you know, we just talking about, you know, we Game 7, you know, like Kawhi lost in Game 7. And then you know how people going to view Kawhi. I'm just trying to say, is Kawhi going to be better than Bron? Bron got better offense. And I think his defense in the playoffs is better. Yep. LeBron defense in the playoffs better, bro.
Again, you act like people don't have bad games.
And hold on, I don't care about that. Who the whole LeBron team had bad games, bro?
They got LeBron scored 11 points in the finals game.
That don't matter, bro. Did he score in the double digits though?
He had 11 points.
Did he score in the double digits? Yes or no? Don't be skipping.
He had 11 points.
Answer the question, Quan.
He had 11 points.
All right, don't get mad at me when I start saying stuff in there. You ain't answering the question. Answer the question, Juan.
I'm saying he had 11 points.
Did he score in the double digits? Yes or no?
He had 11 points.
Did he score in
the double digits? I'm answering your question, bro.
Say it, you Brian.
That's why I'm not going to post this, but okay.
Bron already hating on Bron, bro. Bron, he scored.
Nobody be hating on Bron. You a Bron bandwagon, my nigga.
Bro, I ain't no bandwagon. I've been with Bron since the beginning, fool.
What are you having?
I've been with Bron since he was in middle school, playing football.
You weren't even born.
Why you capping?
In middle school?
Yeah, who I was born in 1999, fool, you know. When he started playing football, you know. Well, 1997. Yep, that's when. Yep. Yeah, go on here.
Anyway, his favorite player is Isaiah Thomas. So,
but, yeah, bro.
He said Isaiah Thomas isn't relevant. So, hey, he go with LeBron. So,
yeah,
last year he was a Kawhi fan. Until he didn't go to
Kawhi trade name. Kawhi don't deserve, you know. I know you saw the video of Magic Johnson. He said, Kawhi, hold this L. He said, you know what I'm saying, Gorn? He told Kawhi, hold that L, Gorn. I know you saw that video, didn't it? You saw that video, didn't it? Yeah, I know you saw that video.
I mean, but everybody has bad games. People was already sleeping on the Nuggets anyway, and the Nuggets had something to prove.
That nigga had most shot attempts. That nigga Kawhi had most shot attempts than points. He had more fouls than steals. It was a horrible game. He can't stop it. And then, you know, he can't stop Yoke. You feel me? He can't stop Yoke. And he can't stop, well, I ain't gonna say he can't stop Jamal Murray. I ain't gonna say he can't. Jamal Murray, I think he just hit some lucky shots, you know.
And when you look at that game, they didn't even look like they wanted to play no way. They looked like, man, this don't mean nothing no way.
What you mean? It mean everything. That's game seven. If you win, you're going to play LeBron.
So?
Imagine, if you lose, you're not the best player in the world no more. What you mean? It don't matter if you want to play. That nigga Kawhi whole career at stake right now. He said, man, he don't even want to play. Nigga, whole career on the line.
I mean, not really, but okay.
Nigga, his whole legacy on the line, Quan. If he would have won and went to play the Lakers, it would have been, ah, well, he had a bad game. Not if they done lost. This nigga Kawhi, he over here. Not if they done lost. This nigga Kawhi. This nigga Kawhi was never a closer. This nigga Kawhi always been sorry. I've been watching YouTube videos. They say his defense ain't what it used to be. This nigga Kawhi was never a passer. All because this nigga lost. And he knew that was going to happen. This nigga Kawhi, whole legacy on the line. Just for one day.
Do you really think that nigga cares? That nigga barely smiles when they fucking win.
He was about to cry when he walked out the stadium.
When they was down, that nigga just looked, him and Paul George just sitting there, didn't look shocked at all. So,
man, this nigga Kawhi cried while he was walking out the stadium, bro. And Kawhi done low, bro. Nigga whole career on the line. Legacy, I mean, that could be. Yeah, bro. Kawhi ain't do nothing, bro. You know. They just, I don't know. Like, he talking about he ain't care, but like, bro, this nigga Kawhi, he ain't the GOAT.
That's what it looked like to me, my nigga.
If he won a championship, people are going to say he the GOAT. Now people saying he ain't even in conversation for the best in the world no more. His legacy has just been tarnished. Just got a big old paint spot on it now. Big old doodle stain. Like, niggas gonna be saying he the GOAT if he won the championship this year, Quan. Now he's not even the best in the world.
That's those are niggas' opinions, though. Who cares?
It's the truth, though. Yeah, bro. Your whole legacy been tarnished.
Well, I guess LeBron.
If he didn't care about his legacy, why would he still be playing? This nigga Kawhi, like, he got hell of money. He can just retire right now.
I mean, well, I guess LeBron's legacy been tarnished too. So,
nah, bro.
I knew you was gonna say that. So,
not since 2011, bro. LeBron ain't did no wrong. He ain't did nothing wrong.
Oh, he did nothing wrong, huh?
Not just that playing against the Mavericks, you know. Yeah, after that, he ain't did nothing wrong.
Against the Warriors, he had a chance to blow past Draymond Green for an open dunk.
You talking about one play?
Didn't do it. One play.
One play.
What about when he passed it to Tristan Thompson at the 3-point line?
You talking about one play? These are two different finals.
I'm just saying. You said he did nothing wrong.
He ain't did nothing wrong.
Are you gonna tell me he shouldn't have blew past Draymond Green?
He ain't want to hurt his feelings like that, Quan. Bron,
any excuse, huh?
Bron can just drop 50, 60, you know, but he don't want to be hurt dude's feelings. You know, he got to be human. He can't activate.
Any excuse.
You know, Bron, unusual, Bron got four gears, but they don't want Bron to kick in that fifth gear, bro. It's going to be scary, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Any excuse, huh?
Like that gear he had when he beat the Celtics, bro. That one made Bron mad. You know what I'm saying, bro?
How many years did he have to go up against him before he even won?
Man, Quan, don't worry about all that, fool.
What do you mean, bro? Like, you can't bring up one point.
They had the whole, that was the first super team right there. It was the super team of the retirement home. But it was a super, the first super team was Jordan. No, the first super team was a little bit before that with the Celtics. When they had Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, and that other nigga. Don't judge me, Quan. I forgot his name.
How many years did it take LeBron to get past something before he got past?
Don't worry about that, Quan. When he got past him, he did it.
But how many years did it take him?
Right. Man, Quan, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, he was on the team with no all-stars.
Anyway, they don't have nothing to do with Game 7. The Clippers took them as a joke. The Nuggets came back and whooped their ass.
Yeah, bro. Point blank. Why not? It's LeBron. If LeBron was on the Clippers, they would have won. I would have had complete faith in him.
Get off that nigga dick.
If they,
it's I'm not just, about LeBron.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, I'm just saying, Bron better than Kawhi after Game 7. Because if Bron was on the Clippers instead of Kawhi, I would have trusted dude, bro. I would say, oh, this easy. Game 7, Bron, on the way. What you not going? Game 7, Bron, bro. Ain't nobody to trust.
Why they get to a Game 7 in the first place? LeBron the best in the world.
Nah, they just switching for Game 7, Kawhi. I ain't going to judge Kawhi because, you know, Kawhi ain't do too bad the other few games, you know. He wasn't doing great, though. But he ain't do too bad, you know. But he ain't 7. That nigga Kawhi over here. I don't know if he had a laxative or what. Because he was just doodling all over the court. Every time this nigga shoot, doodle. He's over here bricking. All kinds of
bricking. LeBron has nothing to do with this at all.
Nah, he do, bro, because, you know, people, you know, I'm just saying what the people think, bro. Kawhi not the best player in the world no more. Brian is, bro.
This has nothing to do with LeBron. We're talking about the Nuggets and Clippers.
But, bro, what is it to say, you know? Like, I mean, what you want to say,
bro? We're supposed to be doing a highlight of the game. You're talking about LeBron.
That nigga Jamal Murray was doing step back, fool.
Exactly. Jamal Murray did what he had to do to win. So.
Jamal Murray dropped 40. I stopped watching the game at one point. Just because I knew I was bad luck. These niggas losing. I said, let me turn the game off. I turned the game back on. They up. I ain't watching the game no more. I just can't watch the game. Because whenever I watch the game, the team I want to win, always losing. Unless, except the Lakers sometimes. When I watch the Lakers, that boy Bron, I know I be watching because he be hitting threes, you know. But we going to get off that topic because, you know, NBA. So I'm going to hit, you know. Jamal Murray, he was lighting it up. That nigga throwing floaters up like he Tony Parker. You know what I'm saying? I know that nigga Kawhi got flashback to the days of the Spurs. That nigga Jamal Murray just throwing floaters up. Ching, 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 ching. That nigga. I knew the game was over when he pulled up in Pat Bear's face. I don't know what kind of stance he was doing. I don't know what kind of ballerina bullshit. But that nigga said, pew. He just pulled up. That was, I ain't even gonna lie, that was a bad shot. That nigga just pulled. Wait, was the shot clock going down? I don't remember. I think the shot clock was going down, but I think that was a bad shot because he stepped right into the defense. That nigga said, contest me. Like, he put his arm forward, his body forward. He said, contest me. And he still made it.
I mean, people do that all the time, bro.
And Pat Bev overrated, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like that nigga Westbrook said, he don't stick no defense. Like, he's not that good on defense. He's not no lockdown defender, bro. People be making it sound like he a lockdown. You put Pat Bev on anybody, it's hard for them to score. But that just ain't true, bro. People just saying that because he blocked LeBron and he got his little moments in the season and all this, all that. He be hassling Westbrook. But like Westbrook said, bro, that nigga Westbrook be dropping 40 on Pat Bev all the time, bro.
Niggas been saying Patrick Beverly is a defensive player for like what the past 4 years now, my nigga.
Yeah, but he ain't no lockdown defender, bro. He ain't no lockdown.
Why you hating on that nigga?
I ain't hating on that nigga, bro. He just ain't.
You always hating on somebody, bro. Why you always hating?
Quan, you always hating, bro.
You always hating, bro.
Is this the truth, bro? You know Pat Beverly.
Always hating on somebody, bro.
You know. Forget Pat Bev. He always hating on King James.
See, bro, there you go. Hating, bro.
That nigga Pat Bev was hating on the homie Dame.
That's hate. That's hatred right there, bro. Forget that nigga. That's hatred.
Yeah, bro, because that nigga Pat Bev be talking so much, and now he out of there. What you look like? Goofy. Pat Bev need to go work on his three-point shot. He need to become a Curry-like shooter.
Not gonna happen, but okay.
That's what he needs to do, bro, so he can go ahead and, you know, back up his trash talk. Imagine trying to trash talk somebody, and then you get the ball, and you look like you just got a brand new pair of hands. Like, I don't even trust Pat. I don't even know what Pat Beverly's dribbling package would be. His dribbling package is ass.
Yeah, bro. Why you hating on that nigga, bro?
You can't judge me, Quan. What dribble move he got that's nasty?
Yeah, bro. Sound like a hater.
Nah, home, you sound like a hater. You can't name none of his dribble packages.
How was that a hater?
You sound like you hating on me. Because, you know, you say, because I say, he boo-boo.
Is that not hate right there? That's hate, my nigga.
That ain't hate, Quan.
That is hate, bro.
I'm just saying I dribble better than that nigga in real life.
Nigga, you can barely fucking dribble.
Exactly, Quan. But I bet I get paid the NBA boy, you know, I get that ball, do that behind the back, and I'm going, well, you know, they can't even guard me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Quan.
Don't get fucking swatted the first time you try to shoot that bitch. Nigga gonna switch hands in the air.
Nah, that's hate, go.
Nigga, that, yeah, that's hate.
But nah, bro, like, Pat Bear, he not that good. And then
didn't say he was that good, but he do have moments. Everybody has some kind, it has moments.
Remember he just average. I don't know how he be though. Because he better than average on defense in today's NBA. And then on offense, he's subpar. You know, he not horrible. Because he got that little jumper now. And, you know, he got a little speed. You know, he can hit a layup. You know, his dribble package kind of doo-doo. You know, he a pretty average player, you know. And then he talk his trash, so I'll give him about a 5.5 out of 10. You know what I'm saying? And then Paul George in game 7, oh, my God. Every time this nigga shot, I wanted the Nuggets to win the whole time. That's why I was so happy when that nigga Paul George is pulling up. I'm just looking. This nigga Paul George is pulling up. I'm over there. I say, yes, sir.
He wanted the Nuggets to win. He was scared that the Lakers was going to lose.
Man, I wasn't scared, boy.
He was scared.
I just didn't want LeBron to waste his energy on the Clippers because he got to get to the finals.
He was scared the Clippers was going to whoop that ass. That's what he was scared of.
Nah, boy. I ain't scared. Boy, you know who Brian is, boy.
Why not say, yeah, but let them go and beat Kawhi and prove that LeBron better than Kawhi.
I mean, yeah, bro. We already know he better because LeBron would have.
Because what if Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers whoop their ass in the first round? Then what?
Boy, you know who Brian is, boy.
And then what would happen then?
We got Caruso on D. People underrate Caruso.
What would have happened then?
Man, Corn. I don't know. But I knew they wasn't going to lose to the Trailblazers. That's all I knew, bro. Like, I don't even know what happened. I ain't had no backup plan, Corn. Because I ain't expect Brian to lose, bro. I don't know. You know how many seasons it been since Brian lost in the playoffs? Boy, you funny, boy. You feed me. I already knew Brian wouldn't go lose.
Did you just say how many years it's been since he lost in the playoffs?
Yeah, boy. Nigga, Brian.
Are we talking about the entire playoffs? Or are we talking about before the finals?
Before the finals.
Are we talking about an actual series or a game?
A series. Before the finals. AKA the playoffs. Just the playoffs. This nigga Brian ain't not been to the finals since he was on the Heat. Well, hold up. Since he was on the first run in Cleveland, that's the last time he lost in the playoffs. You know, he done made the finals ever since. He looked back. Well, okay. It was that one season last season. We're not going to talk about that. Because, you know, that nigga Braun, he lost one leg that season. You feel me? That nigga was missing a whole leg, and folks wanted him to make the playoffs. Come on, now. Nigga missing a whole leg. Nigga talking about Braun need to make the playoffs. Nigga missing body parts and shit.
I mean, nigga wasn't missing the body part, but okay.
Quan, shut up. I saw him for myself.
Over-exaggerating.
He was on the surgery table, and they had to hook his leg back up together. I saw it. They had to stitch.
Over-exaggerating.
They had to stitch that nigga leg together.
Over-exaggerating,
but that nigga, Paul George, he just, no. Like, it's really looking bad for them. Because remember all them picks they traded for Paul George? They traded about umpteen picks and umpteen. Hold up. Who else they trade? Oh, I know they traded a good player. Hold on. They traded about umpteen picks And they also traded. Who they trade? I don't know. I'll have to see. But they traded two players and umpteen picks for Paul George. But like, I was like, bruh, why? Like, at the time, I wasn't like, why? I was like, dang, these niggas, Kawhi and Paul George, and fucking formed a super team. But we got LeBron and AD. It's gonna be a battle. But Lakers in five. And not Corn, you know what it is now? Lakers in zero. Because they ain't even playing the Clippers. It's crazy out here, bro.
So you sound scared.
Nah, bro. Y'all scared, boy. We got run. That's all we need. Corn, you know
bandwagon.
That. Corn,
I
ain't no bandwagon fool.
I mean, you are a bandwagon. You just never accept it.
Corn, I don't like bandwagon. I've been a Bron fan since before any. I'm the first Bron fan.
Not at all, but okay.
You know. That boy, man, like,
I'm pretty sure the first Bron fan would be his mother.
You don't know that? Maybe his mama thought he was
lame. That nigga's mama bet so much on that nigga, she went and got a fucking Hummer because she knew that nigga was going to be something. She bet that whole nigga's career
on Hummer. I would have known he was going to be something too if the nigga could. If that nigga jumped and then his head was at the top of the house, I would have. Okay. This nigga going to the NBA. And
don't tell me she ain't no fan.
I just wonder what it would be like for LeBron's family, though. Like, I'm going to make it short, but I just wonder what it would be like for LeBron's family. They just got LeBron. Can you just imagine LeBron being your cousin, Quan? Like a young LeBron when he was like 18?
No, because I'm going to treat him like a regular nigga. That's probably what he wanted, too.
I know, but like, can you imagine just like every time you try and play family sports with this nigga and he just dogging everybody?
We don't know if he was dogging everybody, though.
Quan, he was dogging people in high school. You think he ain't going to dog his cousins? No.
Hey, he might have had a cousin better than him at football. We don't know.
I doubt it, but because LeBron was a goated football player.
He still could have had somebody better than him, my nigga.
And his own family corner, you know the odds of that.
Yes.
He would have had to have Randy Moss.
Goddamn.
Adrian Peterson.
That's not true.
Nigga would have had Cam Newton.
And what makes you say that?
Corn, he is LeBron. What cousin you think he gonna...
Even if you think it's
a better football player in the family than him, who is more athletic than him in the family?
Nigga, I don't know that nigga family. I don't know. And neither do you.
I don't. But, I mean, who you think... I mean, what are the odds of somebody... Let's say he got a normal family and he just... The greater the butch, you feel me?
That nigga could have had a cousin he looked up to named TT, and he wanted to be like we don't know.
He is the basketball goat. I'm pretty sure he didn't live up to TT.
Okay,
but he'd argue. I'm gonna say arguable. I'm gonna be fair. I'm gonna be fair now. I'm gonna say he's an arguable basketball goat. I'm gonna be fair. You know, but back on the thing like. They traded umpteen picks for Paul George. And then for Kawhi, I'm pretty sure they just signed Kawhi. That nigga did the Lakers dirty. You know how mad I was, Corn?
I mean, did he really do the Lakers dirty, though?
Yeah, he did the Lakers dirty. He know he did that just so they wouldn't get anybody. And then he signed to the Clippers. They over there waiting. They'd be like, ooh, Paul George. He'd be like, ooh, this nigga Kawhi for the side with us. Psych! And then Kawhi go to the Clippers. So then the Lakers missed out on not a lot, but the Lakers missed out on a few people they could have got.
I mean, hey, that nigga did what was best for him. So.
No, he could have just signed with the Clippers at first. He knew who he was going to sign with. He just did it so the Lakers ain't getting nobody.
But see, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Because wasn't his uncle the one saying that shit?
Huh?
He could have told his uncle, yeah, I'm going to L.A. I'm going to the Clippers. And his uncle, yeah, he going to L.A., bro. But we don't know.
We know, Corn. We know.
I mean, we don't know, but okay.
All right, I'm going to say more than likely, that nigga just duped the Lakers just so they wouldn't have no good roster.
I mean, he could have, but then the Lakers were like, damn, we need to go sign some people.
I mean, but like, point, if you are you gonna sign good role players or are you gonna sign Kawhi?
I'm gonna do what's best for my team.
Signing Kawhi is always gonna be the best option.
Now it's the best option.
Point, that nigga is Kawhi. I ain't say he wasn't. But, I'm gonna say he was bad, but now
he's the best option.
That nigga is, people were saying he the best in the world.
But just a minute ago he was poo poo.
No, Kawhi poo poo in game 7.
But still though.
Hey bro, it don't matter because you got Bron in game 7.
What about game 5?
He 13 and a fool. I mean, he did all right, fool, you know.
What about game 6?
He did pretty good, fool. You know, you acting like he blew it out the water, fool.
I'm not acting like anything. I'm asking you.
You know, he did all right, you know what I'm saying?
You haven't heard me say he was poo-poo or he did this and I'm asking questions.
Don't worry about all that, man. Gieber.
If I hear somebody say, yeah, Kawhi supposed to come to my team, there ain't no fucking guarantees.
The Lakers knew Kawhi was coming. And if they knew, he was going to Toronto, the Clippers, or the Lakers. We all knew this. And then they was making reports out. They sending reports out, man. Kawhi saying he going to the Lakers. He didn't have a sit down with Magic. The Lakers front office was like, oh, they nigga Kawhi on the way. Kawhi on the way. Then they look 4 days later. He not on the way. He not on the way. Nigga duped them Lakers on purpose, Kawhi. This nigga Kawhi, he the biggest Bron. Now, that nigga KD is the biggest Bron hater of them all.
Because niggas don't want to play with him. They're going to build their own legacy.
KD, every time he in the media, he be like, man, I looked up to this nigga Bron. Can you just imagine beating your idol in the finals? And then every time he say something about LeBron, that's always something negative. And he ain't said nothing good about Bron since I don't know when.
How was that negative? Like, but if I say I looked up nigga, like, damn, imagine beating that nigga in the finals.
I said every time he goes to the media, every time he talking about LeBron, it's always negative. All you talking about, he said, man, I hate LeBron. But he didn't say, I hate LeBron. But that low-key sounded like he was throwing shade because that nigga, man, like, man, this nigga fanboys, man. He said, I can't even deal with him, man.
Because there are a bunch of fanboys. Y'all niggas think that nigga do nothing wrong.
You know, that nigga KD hating, fool. Maybe if he just stopped hating on Bron, you know, he has some fans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fool. Maybe if he ain't go to Golden State, if he would have went to the Cavs, he would have been hated less. I ain't gonna lie. Just go to the Cavs, you know. All you had to do, bro. You went to the Cavs with Bron. Rings on the way.
Man, way.
All right, bro. Bron would have been the undisputed GOAT if KD would have went to the Cavs.
He would have had an asterisk by his name the whole time. But okay.
That don't matter, bro, because, you know, KD would have been, like, he went, God dang it, that nigga KD went to the Warriors. Well, you mean LeBron would have had an asterisk? I was about to say, because you said he would have had the asterisk. That nigga went to the Warriors. God dang it.
KD got an asterisk by his damn name, too.
Yeah, but if he went to the... Going to the Cavs or the Warriors, there's no different. Except, like, the Warriors beat him from a 3-1 lead. Like, if he would have went to the Cavs, at least he would have had some reasoning behind it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it would have been more forgiving.
Yeah, but why would he want to go to? Why would he want to go there and play with the niggas? I'm like, bro, I get why he wanted to go to Golden State. The way they play, people share the balls or whatever. You go into a LeBron, nigga. You know who gonna have the ball? You know who probably gonna take the last fucking shot too?
Nah, bro, he don't let KD take the shot. LeBron let Kyrie take the last shot, bro. He didn't let KD take the shot, bro.
That nigga LeBron look tired. Nigga look tired.
Bron don't never get tired.
Bandwagon.
As long as you keep on giving him gas, the machine will keep running. Yes, sir.
Bandwagon.
You know, man. But like I said, like if Kawhi went to the Lakers, it's like, bro, Kawhi going to the Lakers, like that. I ain't say, you know, like you talking about he got to do with.
Why would he want to go to the Lakers? Niggas don't want to play with LeBron. They want to beat LeBron.
Why though, bro? LeBron,
what do you mean, why?
You got a better chance people stupid then. Because, like, somebody. Like, if a star is going to play with LeBron, bruh, that's LeBron. Like, I know it'll take away from your career, son, but God dang it, you're going to end
up. Exactly. You say that right there is going to take away from your career. Because you know LeBron you know will be that nigga on that team. Career?
Getting your ass beat by him every year.
But you saw what Kyrie did, and nigga wanted to play his actual position, and then he like, I want my own team. Like niggas have come out and said it's horrible playing with that nigga LeBron.
Cause they hate you. Like, who's it gonna be? How was it playing with?
How was that hating? If you on the team with the nigga and they feel, and that's what they feel. Nobody said he was trash. They'll be like, bro, like, I can't play my actual position because this nigga's on the team.
Yeah, that's different. That's Kyrie. Kyrie was a point guard. You feel me? Yeah, of course, so of course he don't want to play with LeBron. You know, go ahead and get KD. That'd be perfect for KD. Can you imagine LeBron going to pass to KD? God dang it. And then LeBron can sit on the bench, let KD do KD. KD sit on the bench, let LeBron do LeBron. Then in the fourth quarter, you put LeBron and KD in. So tired, bro. Just be out here hating on LeBron.
Asterisks everywhere.
All you got to do is go to LeBron team, bro. That's all it is. Like, you go to that nigga AD realized. He said, man, what I look like trying to play against this nigga LeBron? LeBron in the West, what I look like trying to play against that nigga? Like, if you go to LeBron team and win two rings versus you play against LeBron and then you win nothing, you're a better player. Like, if KD stayed at OKC and didn't win no rings, would KD be, like, is widely regarded good as he is now? Like, niggas hate the nigga, but it's still niggas like Anthony Edwards saying that nigga top 30. That nigga Anthony Edwards said KD the best player of all time. I'm thinking about somebody else. Niggas out here saying KD the best player of all time. And then they, like, people hate him, but people be like, dang, that nigga KD, well, if he do got his little two rings. Like, if he would have, like, niggas over here trying to play against LeBron, they be like, yeah, I'm finna beat LeBron.
I just want you to admit that you a bandwagon.
Man, hold on. Why would I be a bandwagon, boo? There ain't no way.
Because you are a bandwagon. Because you went with the hottest.
Kawhi was the hottest thing out of him. I was a bandwagon, I would have went.
And you was riding him until he didn't go to the Lakers.
Nah, bro. I ain't say he was better than Bron. You know, Bron was just out of commission. You know, I was just... I've been a Kawhi fan, you know. I told you my favorite team was the Spurs. Didn't I go on? Yeah, that nigga Kawhi went to the Raptors. I saw that nigga Kawhi over there. And then Kawhi, I said, you know what? I ain't even mad that he left the Spurs. So I'm going to go ahead, you know, in the finals.
But why niggas get mad at niggas for leaving teams when they get traded?
I ain't get mad. I said, I ain't even mad at them for leaving the Spurs.
I can see people get mad, like, for them leaving and obviously, I don't even see why you get mad. Then let them niggas do what they want to do.
I wasn't mad at them because they was over there, Greg Popovich.
Because what would happen if LeBron said, you know what, I'm going to the Warriors.
LeBron wouldn't do that.
I'm just saying though, but LeBron did say he would sit down and have a conversation with him, knowing he was finna leave Cleveland.
You said he had a conversation with him.
He said he would. He would sit down and have a conversation. He was up to it. But imagine he went to the Warriors with Clay and Steph.
He wouldn't do that, bro. LeBron wasn't trying to be the GOAT.
I'm just saying, my nigga. I mean, like, rings everywhere.
But nah,
they would have had so many rings, bro. They would have had so many rings, bro.
Rings.
In that system, they would have had rings, bro.
Say they wouldn't. Corn, they would have had rings, but like, LeBron can't go to the team that beat him, bro. Because then he ain't no better than KD.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't beat him for years in the finals because they got the goddamn Justice League over here teaming on Bron. It ain't no better than when the Celtics was teaming on Bron.
And everybody know LeBron went to L.A. for fucking acting.
Yeah, bro, you know, Bron.
You went to the Cavs 2.0, my nigga. Well, there were a bunch of young niggas, then traded everybody for one nigga. And then you get hurt the first time. What ain't your fault?
Them young niggas, you know, they weren't ready, you know.
So they
had to develop. We could not develop them. We over here, we trying to get Lonzo to shoot. we trying to get Brandon Ingram to turn into a catch-and-shoot player. He's not a catch-and-shoot player. Brandon Ingram, a shot creator. He wasn't built for the Lakers with LeBron on him anyway. But you think they're going to choose Brandon Ingram over LeBron? Hell no. Then we got Josh Hart. We probably could have kept him. But they wanted Josh Hart, though. You know? Then we got – we just – nah, Quan, we couldn't keep Eric. You know, we had to give up some people to get AD. We need AD, you know?
Okay.
Like, AD, you know, that nigga can shoot. The ultimate lob catcher. Defensive player of the year. I don't care what they say about Giannis. Giannis ain't no defensive player of the year. Hey boy,
why you hating on Giannis?
I ain't hating on Giannis. And in a normal season, he would deserve to be defensive player of the year. But not while AD is just swatting the world out of balance. Nigga, AD swatting the earth in some more.
Over
I ain't even worrying about meteors coming to hit the earth. Because I know that nigga AD gonna swat him out the atmosphere. I ain't even worried about it. Nigga, AD gonna pee on him. AD squatting everything. Like, come on now. That nigga, not why AD over here. And then, not to mention, he's just his shot consistency, just his defense. He's just so accurate. And, like, they gave it to Giannis? Bruh, they better give Bron the MVP. That's all I gotta say. Gave Giannis the defensive. If Giannis deserved a defensive player of the year, LeBron deserved MVP. Period.
Nigga, you say that shit every year, bro. Well, the nigga don't get it every year. Who cares, bro?
But he deserved it this year, bro. You never know if he can get another MVP chance, and he deserved it this year. Again.
If he never get another one, who cares,
bro? I care. You know
who cares?
We trying to get that. We trying to get that boy LeBron 5 MVPs. 5 rings, you know, minimum, you know, 6 rings, maybe, you know. We might go 8 rings if Giannis come to the Lakers. Giannis on the way. Yeah.
First of all, Giannis go to the Lakers to fuck everything up, but okay.
You kind of right, because that nigga Bron needs some shooters around him. But Giannis so good, I think that won't even matter for him. I think they still a championship team.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a huge and then it's going to be a huge asterisk about that nigga name. That nigga had AD, and he had Giannis.
Man, Corn, I don't care. That nigga.
Of course you don't care. But of course you don't care because you're a bandwagon.
There ain't no bandwagon, Corn.
You want everybody to go to the Lakers to help LeBron.
Man, not everybody, you know, just somebody. They over here, people need to realize, if I go with this nigga LeBron, I can win rings. LeBron need a super team like that nigga Curry. He just need 2 stars, and then we rings away. You feel me? Rings away.
People need to realize the niggas want to beat LeBron.
No, bro, they just need to go on LeBron thing, like some one of these
stars. No, they don't. No, they don't. They need to do what's best for them. They need to do what's best for them. Bruh,
they winning rings with Bron. That is what's best for them.
They need to do what's best for them.
Winning rings is best for them, is it not?
Didn't LeBron do what was best for him?
Yeah, bro. But
did he not go to a team full of young players that he knew couldn't do nothing? Did he or did he not?
Well, that's different. He has to go there because, you know,
Did he or did he not go to that team?
Yeah, bro. But could you see LeBron like...
Okay.
Think about it. Could you see LeBron living in Philly?
But the nigga got money. I don't care where the nigga live, bro.
But nah, like, it's just like, I couldn't see LeBron going nowhere but L.A. Or like, what's the other teams? I just couldn't see LeBron in Boston or something else, like, I ain't gonna lie, cause like, can you just imagine like LeBron in Milwaukee? People are saying LeBron might go to the Bucks or the Rockets. Can you see LeBron in Houston? Yep, I couldn't see LeBron nowhere but LA, just cause how Bron is, you know. Like that nigga, he like LeBron the King. I ain't saying LeBron the King, but you know, like people say he King James, you know. LeBron the King, you know. The King go to the biggest city, LA. You think? I just can't see him nowhere else. Like the crown is yellow, the city is yellow. I cannot see that nigga nowhere else. Folks were saying LeBron go to the Knicks. Oh, yeah, bro. Wish that nigga Bron would with James Dolan. Stupid self. Not James Dolan. I don't know what that nigga name is. But yeah, like, nigga Bron, I couldn't see LeBron going nowhere but the Lakers. Absolutely nowhere else. It's just because I just couldn't see him in, like, Philly. Only reason I see LeBron in Cleveland because that's his hometown. Miami is a big city with the beach and everything, and then Dwayne Wade was there, so I could see him going there. But I couldn't see LeBron, like, in no Philadelphia, Houston, you know. I can only see him going to L.A., really. Even though their team was kind of – it wasn't boo-boo. It's just they needed time to develop, you know. They needed time to get right. And LeBron ain't got time. LeBron 35. You think he going to wait 3 years for Lonzo to get his jump shot right? What the hell am I look like? LeBron trying to win rings. Kobe said he would have did the exact same thing. Like, even Kobe said he would have traded them too. Like, this nigga 35, he ain't got. Like, LeBron, he ageless and all, but he ain't ageless, you feel me? Nigga ain't got a billion years, you feel me?
But y'all be hating no niggas that don't want to play with that nigga. Who care, bro? Let them niggas do them.
Don't be hating on them, boy, you know.
Just... You be hating on everybody that ain't Bron. You be bandwagon on LeBron so hard.
Kawhi be hating on Bron. You know, he tried to. You remember that commercial where he had that crown from his little car? You know what I'm saying? Go on. He had the crown key thing hanging. You get me? And then he over here, he tricked the Lakers so the Lakers wouldn't get that much good talent. He said, hey, I could just sign with the Clippers right away, but I'm going to make the Lakers think I want them. Just so their team won't be that good. And the Clippers team will be good. Because they already got Lou Will and Montrez. Even though he probably wouldn't have went to the Clippers if they didn't get Paul George. That's what he said. He said he wouldn't have went to the Clippers if they didn't get Paul George. Like, nigga,
the nigga probably would have stayed in Toronto. Like, you just want to make all this easier for LeBron. And then LeBron ain't got to do no work. And then Gene still called a nigga to go.
LeBron still got to work, bro. Because, like, a team of Kawhi and AD, they're not winning the finals for sure. You acting like it's just a... Like, without... I think the Warriors without Curry could win. That's what I think. A team without LeBron, they're not going to win. Like, LeBron teams without him, they don't stand a chance.
All right, we finna end this right here.
Man, Kawhi, all you hate, let me go ahead and finish. You know, he ain't let me finish my statement.
No, yeah, we didn't get way off topic. We talking about LeBron, which I don't really care about. We was supposed to be talking about Game 7. I was talking about Kawhi. And then you kept talking about LeBron.
I was talking about Kawhi. And then I mentioned the LeBron point. And then, you know, we be getting off topic, you know. You be over here distracted with questions, you know. Yeah, bro. Big questions. But that nigga, Curry, like, the Curry teams can win without him, I think. Like, they can't, like, it won't be easy, you know, but I think Curry teams can win without him. LeBron teams without him, no way in hell is they winning. Ain't no way. LeBron teams, like, LeBron, without out the finals, they probably getting swept every year against Golden State. Without Curry, I think the Warriors can at least take the Cavs to, they could probably beat the Cavs in 6, like, 7, you know. I think they can at least make the Cavs go to 7 without Curry. With KD, yeah.
And they miss. Well, okay, with KD, yeah. They can 30 points a fucking game.
I mean, other people going to shoot more shots for him. Folks be like, man, imagine just Steph Curry lead a lineup. That's 30 less points. I'm like, that's not how it works. Other niggas going to take more shots. It's just going to be less consistency because there's less threats on the court.
I mean, if you taking more shots, it means you probably going to miss more shots, which means you missing less points.
I mean, but if you take more shots, that means you're going to make more shots too, don't it?
You might, yeah.
It's just less threats on the flow.
But it gives you, but it still gives you the opportunity to miss more shots.
You know what I mean? Like, Curry teams can make it to the finals without him. But they can make it to the finals without him. I ain't saying Curry bad, you know, it's just Curry teams just so good. Like, the Warriors was just so good. And then, you know, Bron, his teams, without Bron, like, you saw when Bron left, like, the team basically stayed the same and added Colin Sexton. They weren't going nowhere. The worst record in the league. The Cavs was the most poopoo team in the league as soon as Bron left. Even though the team was built around that nigga. But, like, y'all are NBA players. Like, why are y'all looking like y'all G leaguers?
Like, I think you know
that. Because they got LeBron, bro. LeBron does everything. LeBron's their superhero.
Dang, you're right. He's a superhero, boo. Like, low-key, though.
So quit hating on him. LeBron is a superhero. Stop hating on his teams.
Damn, bro. It's like Metropolis don't deserve Superman. You know what I'm saying? That nigga need to come to Memphis.
No, what do you mean Metropolis don't deserve Superman? No, people look up to Superman. No, who don't need a superhero is Gotham City. They don't need Batman. They hate Batman.
You're right. But Kawhi more like Batman, you know. Kawhi the Batman, bro, I'm the Superman, you know. Kawhi, you know. I can only see Kawhi saying, I ain't Batman. You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. I can see that too.
Like, I can't see LeBron doing that.
He gives no emotion.
Yeah, I can't see LeBron being Batman. I can see Kawhi being Batman though. And then who Wonder Woman? Oh god dang it, we done ran into a problem, Corn.
Wonder Woman. First of all, Rajon Rondo and Russell Westbrook did Ninja Turtles.
Oh yeah, plain and simple. Westbrook Raphael because he on the Rockets.
Wonder Woman, my nigga. Let me see. Wonder Woman. Let me see. Wonder Woman. God damn. I don't even know.
Steven Adams Aquaman. That's for sure.
Oh, he look like
him. Yup. That's why he Aquaman. And then who Martian Manhunter? Who an NBA Martian Manhunter? I don't know. That nigga is a telekinetic. So, who head big as hell in the NBA going? Who got the biggest forehead?
Okay, we talking about biggest forehead. Who would Steph Curry be?
Oh, wait, and Martian Manhunter smart as hell, so he Chris Paul. Chris Paul is Martian Manhunter. Steph Curry be...
But who?
I don't know if Steph Curry like no super... Hold up. Because you got...
Hold up. I mean, the way that nigga shoot, it's like he got like a...
That nigga...
Damn, I forgot the words.
That nigga, Steph Curry's dead shot.
Yeah. But that's from Suicide Squad, but...
I mean, that's from the DC Universe, but yeah. Like, who else could he be the way that nigga shoot? And you got... I can't tell me why I done forgot the Justice League. I remember six members. Hold up. Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Martian Man...
Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah. How I forget Green Lantern? God damn, Green Lantern might have to be Jason Tatum. Because he on the Celtics. I don't know.
I would say Kobe's most like Green Lantern.
Kobe?
Because that ring uses willpower.
Oh, yeah. Who AD is? That's
a big ass nigga on the sidelines.
The nigga AD gonna have to be. Who big on the Suicide Squad? That nigga, I don't know.
I don't even know nobody on Suicide Squad besides Harley Quinn, Deadshot, that nigga that can turn into like the Human Torch, and that's all I.
Dang. But I guess that nigga AD just some kind of villain, some kind of giant villain. Maybe we. AD just Solomon Grundy for today. Can we think of something better?
All right, this coming up to an hour, so I'm about to end it right here.
No.
Got anything else to say, my nigga?
You know, girl, my Instagram, you know, that joint, headshot, _, make her head rock, you know, Snapchat, you feel me? That joint, I forgot it. Oh, yeah, it's Chips. WIT the dip fried chips with the dip fried. Yep. And then, you know, my MySpace, agent, you know, let's get it. Big titty. Yep. 07. Yep. And then, you know, my own. Oh, yeah, my Facebook. Oh, yeah, my Facebook. That joint. Clash of Clans. That's her man's. Wait, no, wait. Wrong thing. Wait. Nope. Oh. Okay, that was my cousin's Instagram. No, I mean, my Facebook. I mean, her Facebook. Yeah. And then, yo, Quan, what's my Facebook? I can't check it on the pod while I'm on the podcast.
Nigga, I didn't even know you had a Facebook. What are you talking about?
Quan, you ain't know how to Facebook, so you don't support my business?
Nigga, what business?
You don't support black business?
Nigga, you have no business.
I do got business.
Taking the shit is not a business.
Quan, I'm like, go, Quan, stop playing me, boy.
Nigga, you're not like Ghost.
I ain't like Ghost. I'm Casper. The friendly ghost. Yep, I'm the friendly ghost. Casper. Oh, Quan, now I know what my gangster name gonna be. Yeah, man. When I'm on them streets, you know, selling the drugs, they gonna call me Casper. You know. I'm gonna be the
nigga. Ain't nobody gonna take you serious,
man. Come on, stop playing me, boy. They gonna take me serious, boy. They gonna take me serious when I pull up with that yellow gun. They already know it's over. I'm gonna have all my guns gold, Corn, and glittery, so you know they shine in the night.
Man, I'm from the interview though.
I do, and my, Look at the flag. You know who else, nigga? I ain't never gave a fuck about a nigga or a bitch. Shit really got me tense, riding round no tents. I ain't sparing no expense. What I'm against is a miss. Got a young nigga drenched, it don't make no sense. Got my foot in their ass, bet they feeling every inch. Broken nigga going dumb on a song, making sense. And this shit so hard, I ain't talking about extents. I was just hustling for the rent and I ain't been the same since. Say you trigger, finger itching, get it poppin', diddy poppin', front of your barrel. You ain't no problem, you microscopic. Look like you niggas not using your logic. You talking alone, turnin' beat tighter. I ain't a pro, I hear you got it. They using your head, missing the process. I'm not a saint, but I'm looking for profit. Niggas be plotting, bitches be thottin', watching my back like Kenner the Titan. Mask on the moment, they robbin' for Robins. No regular nigga, I'm unexpected. Taking a shot, and I know it's contested. Nigga, my mind's a loaded weapon. Drive the curb, no online presence. Ain't no regretting, get in my direction. Buying these sessions are worth the investment. They want me to drop them in level perfection. Crashing the beat and I'm wrecking. Passing a message, more weight than a metric. Level a nigga just looking for leverage. In that part, had me parched. Somebody please bring me a beverage. That in the section, viewer description. Back from the dead, no resurrection. Tiptoe down, I look like begging. I gotta hustle, you better embed it. Back when future need a love and affection. I was trying to get a different perception. I want their neck, I was neglected. That's why all the time to put us in second. But I'm still the one, nigga, no question. I got the gas, can fill me up. Ain't robbing these niggas, they give it up. Seems like a young nigga can get enough. Y'all coach 25 like Andrew Luck. We'll ride around tough till we rise up. Never let a tough time humble us. I ain't never gave a fuck about a nigga or a bitch. Shit really got me tense, riding round no tents. I ain't sparing no expense. What I'm against is a miss. Got a young nigga drenched, it don't make no sense. Got my foot in their ass, but they feeling every inch. Broken nigga going dumb on a song, making sense. Then this shit so hard, I ain't talking about extents. I was just hustling for the rent, and I ain't been the same since. And I ain't been the same since. And I ain't been the same since. And I ain't been the same since.
niggas that's like me. Am I crazy? I might be. Ain't have to get bit by a snake to recognize that they shiesty. I don't get hot to forget, but nigga, please don't remind me. Traumatized, watching it fly. You know what they do to your psyche. Chopper sing like the ISIS, so I'm moving precisely. I give two shits about a bitch. Don't care if niggas don't like me. I'm just dope for the pain. Take it in vain like an IV. I ain't worried about no front of all them niggas behind me. I'm like on mic, writing on a black man's plight. Never too tired to fight, trying to see what God feels like. Leave him leaning just for reaching, something dropped in the Sprite. This a perfect release, nigga, this a green light. I ain't never gave a fuck about a nigga or a bitch. Shit really got me tense, riding round no tents. I ain't sparing no expense, what I'm against is immense. Got a young nigga drenched, it don't make no sense. Got my foot in they ass, but they feeling every inch. Broken nigga going dumb on the song, making sense. Been the shit so hard, I ain't talking about extents. I was just hustling for the bread, and I ain't been the same since. And I ain't been the same since. Hold on. And I ain't been the same since. And I ain't been the same since. Nigga.